Hi guys, welcome back. We're here, you know, it's a License to Chill. I'm Hannah. And actually, so I know you're probably thinking, you know, it's another Tuesday, we got Hannah Elizabeth, but no, this is a completely different show. This is like, yeah, we really, you know, we're April Fools, JK, that was yesterday. But so I'm here, I'm Hannah, you guys know that. And we have a special guest.
Hey, I'm TJ.
And we have Antonio, or Tony, or Cheeto, whatever he likes to, you know, it's up to you. He's over there.
He's a man of many names, yeah, he's many mysteries.
He doesn't, he doesn't have a microphone. I don't know if you guys actually heard that, but that's okay. Yeah, so it's chill. Also, in case you forgot or weren't really sure, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Also, I don't know if you noticed, I'm kind of losing my voice a little, sort of. We had a Frisbee tournament and I was doing a lot of yelling. Also kind of had a little cold, so sorry about that. What are you gonna do? But yeah, anyway, TJ's here. TJ, how are you?
I'm here, I'm doing quite well. I don't think you need to apologize to anyone. Your voice sounds great.
Oh, thanks. Okay, well, I guess we're here to play music, so we may as well, you know, play the music. You're going to hear, I'll surprise you guys and not tell you the song. So you're going to hear one of mine, one of TJ's. He's quite the music man. Okay, get hype, let's go.
Invested enough in it anyhow. He reaches on.
Okay, guys, we're back. So those two songs were The High Road from Broken Bells and Here Comes Your Man from Pixies. And the first song, that was on my picks. I think we've had like two other Broken Bells songs on our show so far. They're so good. Like, they kind of have a similar vibe. So I don't know. Actually, I don't know if you probably... Well, all the people listening out there, you know, don't know if you guys remembered. But it's just a good song. And the second one, that was one of TJ's picks. TJ, what's the deal with that song?
Yeah, I mean, that was a song. It's one of the most prominent songs by the Pixies. Mm-hmm. It was actually made more famous through its use in various commercials. But mm-hmm. I just think the bass in that song is really special. Kim Gordon, who's the bassist for the Pixies, just murders it. And she also provides background vocals, which are some of the best moments in the song as well, I think.
No, it's definitely a good song. I was putting together the show, and I asked TJ to give me some, like, songs that I'd sprinkle in. So there's TJ songs are sprinkled in. And he asked me for, like, to see my songs, to pick a nice, pick songs that would sort of go along. And I think so far he's been doing a good job. We'll see.
One for one, we shall see.
He said that The High Road and one other song were the only songs he didn't know on a playlist. What'd you think about it?
It was a really pleasant first listen.
That's the goal.
For sure. I really felt like the singer of Broken Bells, who I'm unfamiliar with, it just consistently seemed like he was rallying the troops and like singing as a leader, which I really liked and worked well with the concept of the song.
Oh, yes. Okay, awesome. Positive. Okay, so I guess we should probably, you know, play more music. So the next song, you know, we like to surprise you guys, so let's go right into it. Let's go.
Trouble on my soul, my life, my sweet love.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Trouble from Cage the Elephant, a classic, and Australia from The Shins. Those are both my picks. TJ's songs were not in this section yet, unfortunately. Sorry, everyone. Not gonna apologize, unfortunately. Yeah, basically, I've definitely talked about this a lot, but Cage the Elephant, going to see them in concert this summer. Very excited, and with the Beck and Spoon. So that's pretty cool. And then Australia, kind of just like, I don't know, I've heard The Shins a bunch, listened to it, and it's been in my possibilities playlist for our show a lot, and every time I see it I'm like, oh yeah, like I should play that. So, you know, now you're hearing it, it's a good time.
That lineup you mentioned of Cage the Elephant, Spoon, and Beck sounds incredible. I've seen both Cage the Elephant and Spoon live, yep. And both of them do not disappoint.
Okay, that's good.
Cage the Elephant, really an ambiguous artist name, because I am never sure if they mean cage as a verb and we're talking about confining an elephant, or if cage is a noun and the elephant is named Cage.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a take there?
I actually never thought of the noun version. I always thought it was the verb version, where, like, you're caging the elephant, and, like, I mean, it's so...
Oh, no, this is Cage the Elephant.
Yeah. No, I see it now. I always thought it was the... like, to cage the elephant. I don't know. Maybe we'll look into it, get back to you guys. But I was thinking more like, you know, caging the elephant. Like, it's kind of sad, almost.
If anyone knows the truth on this matter, feel free to call in.
Oh, yes. We love callers. 610-330-5316. That's our phone number. We're here. Maybe Cheeto will answer the phone.
It's our intern.
Yeah. He's, you know, doing important things right now. I think they're important. He says they're very important. Okay. So we're going to figure out, you know, who this Cage Elephant is. Play more songs. Oh! So last week, we forgot about our weekly Red Hot Chili Peppers because we were too in the summer spring break mode. But, you know, don't worry. We didn't forget about them. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary. Beneath a parachute, I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb. She knew it was me, although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she
Hey guys, we're back. So, wow, that was kind of a whirlwind. Someone actually called in. Like, that was the first time someone's called in, surprisingly. Wow, a little shaken up. No, it's fine. It was my friend, our friend Fiona. She might actually stop by. She wanted to talk about why Cage the Elephant is called Cage the Elephant. And we actually figured it out. We did some research. It says, according to this website called spin.com, which might have no authority, but that's
No, Spin is a credible music magazine.
Oh, okay, good. I know things. TJ knows things more than I do. So they said that the singers said that they were hanging out at a music show sort of like afterwards, and there was like a sort of random guy outside who's kind of crazy running around and came up to the band and said that, just kind of was like rambling on and saying, "You have to cage the elephant, you have to cage the elephant." And so they said, "We gotta name the band that." So apparently it's not like the elephant's name is Cage. It's the verb version.
I'm personally disheartened by this news, but the truth is important, and if that's the truth,
I know. I'm a little disappointed, actually. I mean, you know, yeah, truth is truth. What are you going to do? Those two songs were especially in Michigan from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and TJ's Twin Falls Built to Spill. The song is not TJ's Twin Falls. It's TJ's pick called Twin Falls. especially in Michigan was my pick. I think that it's not one of the more popular Red Hot Chili Peppers songs, but it still isn't too intense. Like, it just has like a really nice, like, that main chorus. I don't know, I really like it. I put it in my happy playlist because I think that main part is like, it's really satisfying. And TJ's song, I think I've heard this song before.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I really enjoy the song is because I think childhood nostalgia is a really tough sensation to capture through music, and this song does a really good demonstration of it. Like, the fact that it can reference like a game of 7-Up and not knowing if your crush has like hit your thumb or not, I just think is really poignant.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's pretty cute.
Yeah, I think I began to understand flirtation when I put together the pattern of people that were pushing my thumb in the game.
No way.
Oh, sure, that's the basis of love.
7-Up?
Yes.
Maybe that's why I never liked 7-Up. No, I don't know.
Wow, doing some casual psychoanalysis on there.
That's okay. Okay, Let's see. The next song. Oh, the next song. This is a good song. It's a little intense, but I like it. It's one of my favorite songs. Okay, let's go.
Ah!
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Gold on the Ceiling from the Black Keys. You know, that was like one of the first albums that I actually got that I actually liked music was El Camino from the Black Keys. And Wolf Like Me from TV on the Radio. Those are both my picks. Solid songs. Also, a lot has happened in the past like 8 minutes. We just got two special guests. We have Fiona and Emma. I don't know if you can hear them if they say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I think that worked. They're hanging out. We still have Cheeto, TJ, usual.
Yeah, there's a lot of powerful
there's
people in the
lot,
room.
It's a lot. Yeah, wow. There has never been this many people here. Also, I didn't really specify where Elizabeth is. She is at a makeup German class.
That's what we're telling people, at least.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, pretty much. So now it's time for some PSAs, our favorite part of the show. Also, in case you forgot, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
I'm TJ.
Yeah.
If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments or principal of interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies.
Wow. Thrilling stuff. Okay, now we're going to read about fire. We like the fire ones.
Fire.
Okay. Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org. Okay. TJ, you ready?
Did you know that 1 in 12 Asian Americans have hepatitis B?
No way.
But most don't know they are affected.
What?
Infected, you know.
It's crazy.
If you or your parents were born in Asia or the Pacific Islands, CDC recommends you get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. Visit... oh, man. www.insertyourorganizationsurl for more information.
Wow. Okay, this is great. This is good. It's great to know. Great information. Everyone out there, get yourself tested. Yep. Only if your parents are... Yeah, okay, just, you know, be safe, kids.
Everyone get tested.
Well, wow. It's a good time in here. There has never been this many people. I'm still a little shook. Let's see. Oh, the next song is one of TJ's picks. Get excited. I've heard this song. It's a good song. It's kind of funny. Okay, I guess we'll play some music because, like, that's what we're here to do. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was, so TJ's pick was She Don't Use Jelly from the Flaming Lips. TJ?
Yeah, I mean, the Flaming Lips are among my favorite bands. That's certainly early in their career where they're less psychedelic and more grassroots punk, but it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, my dad has like a random mix of, I don't even know where he finds his music. He just goes to like Beck and then gets into like a Spotify hole. But the Flaming Lips are on there. And he's always like, I love the Flaming Lips. They're called the Flaming Lips. So cool. So we always hear that song like Friday nights. And then the second song was Santa Fe from Beirut, which I was just kind of like, I think I found it on some playlist somewhere. It's a really nice song. I don't know too much about it. TJ seemed to know more about it than
I mean, Beirut, they're really a band that has eclectic influences. A lot of global and gypsy music factors into their own creations, but their recent output has actually been, like, they kind of took a hiatus for a while, but we're glad to have them back.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Anyway, I made up a joke today. Do you want to hear it, Hannah?
Yes. I love a good joke.
I mean, hopefully it's good. What does the blasphemous vegetarian worship?
The blasphemous vegetarian? I don't know.
Satan.
I got it. That's so good. I love it.
I hope I'm not just being flattered by my...
No, that is so good. Also... So good. In Marquee, they always have Satan. It's not Satan. It's Satan. And like trying to be all vegetarian and healthy, but like it's not gluten free, and I can't eat it. And like, does anyone actually like Satan?
I like Satan. I just close my eyes and pretend it's meat.
Does that? I don't know if that counts as like, you don't like the actual Satan. Like, you have to pretend it's something else.
I think if you examine the things you love, you'll actually find there's a great deal of pretending involved.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Wow. Wow. Wow, now I have to reevaluate everything that I ever thought existed. Well, wait. I love barbecue. It's so good. There's no pretending in that. I don't think there's pretending.
Yeah, I mean, I love barbecue too.
Okay, you know, just kind of, wow, a little shook. That's okay. We'll play some music. We'll play some music now. Just kind of, you know, mull that over, everybody. Yeah, well, we have some good songs. I'm going to press play now. See you guys later in like 5 minutes.
Hey shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big up the lini, mini, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Left Hand Free from Alt J and Gold Sounds from Pavement. The first one was my pick. I also kind of like Santa Fe in the last block, like kind of was just listening around and it came up and I was like, whoa, this is really cool. But TJ actually knows more about it than I do, about Alt J.
Oh yeah, Alt J. Cool band. Left Hand Free was certainly a standout track from their album This Is All Yours. And I guess on the topic of band names, we were certainly delving into Cage the Elephants earlier. Alt J is actually the command symbol on a keyboard for the delta symbol, which represents change, and that was something that the band thought was really important, so they wanted to...
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I did not know that. I kind of felt like it must have had some computer technology, some secret code meaning. But, yeah. Okay, and then Gold Sounds was TJ's pick. I've never heard it before. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, Gold Sounds is terrific. Pavement, really, really essential band for sort of the underground alternative scene in the 90s. Their frontman, Stephen Malcolmus, now makes solo material, which is also brilliant. But
wow, it's pretty cool, pretty cool. Well, let's see. It's been about an hour, guys. I think we're kind of going to have to leave you soon. But we'll send you off with our final song. Elizabeth always likes to end on a bang with our final song. So we'll do that. It will be Fever from Two Door Cinema Club. I like this song. It's really nice. It's kind of long, but it's really good. And in case you forgot, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
I'm TJ.
Yeah. We're hanging out. Yeah. Anyone have any last minute ending things to say bye to everyone?
I'd like to issue a challenge to everyone on campus.
Oh, okay.
Miss Pac-Man, I am the champion. What's your high score? At me.
Okay, cool. It's casual. So everyone, you know, call in. You could find TJ walking around. You could usually find him in the back of Marquee, or maybe on the outside of Upper. I feel like those are the two places where I see him.
Yep. Those are resting position for me.
Yeah, so, you know, tell him your Mrs. Pac-Man score. Okay, cool, guys. We'll see you next week. It's been real. Okay, here we go. Bye.